What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, Boom family? Look, it's been a day. This is Dr. D. That's right, I know I'm coming to y'all late in the evening. But y'all, I've just been on, their protest moment today. And I posted some motivational thing, but I see also my listeners come from other platforms. And so I need to let y'all hear my voice. So I'm preparing for Monday Night Throwdown. Walking in Monday. I'm still having these issues with my system. Okay. I had to rearrange some stuff on my phone so I could do my Facebook Live tonight with the ministry. So I just want to say hi to you guys. Y'all tune in at 10 p.m. Monday Night Throwdown. I'll be on in a couple of more hours. Trying to wrap up this Soldiery series because I already feel God had me going into another segment, so I think this probably be this night, and next week might be two more segments. I don't know. We might wrap it up tonight. I don't know. Boom Factor Show TV will launch next week, so tune in for that on the 22nd. Between 10 and 11, we're going to launch Boom Factor TV. You know, this should have been launched literally 10 years ago. I'm going to show y'all something. How when you sow into somebody else thinking that they're going to honor their word towards you, you got to be careful with that. I say give them a year or two, but if you see that that's not forming for your good and God giving an assignment, your assignment is still there. However, don't allow, you know, I'm just sharing what I'm experiencing. I'm not trying to throw no shade on nobody. I'm just saying what didn't happen to me, but it's still there. And so, this is my marketing. I'm marketing the Boom Factor Show. All right? So this is what we're on a TV show almost 10 years ago. Well, you say 9 because it's 2018, right? So because I really saw the heart of somebody's vision, sold my money, told them to take that money and sow it into their project to get it forward. Because, quote unquote, I was told and was shown the blueprint and the vision where they was going. By me doing that, I was supposed to have this legacy partnership with this whole vision, right? Year after year after year, the TV project never came to play. Even though they do have a TV network. They were supposed to help me do my TV program. All right. So now it's like, okay, well, if you get somebody to do this, just send it to me and I'll plug it on this network and we'll do that. Okay, well, that's not what you told me. All right. So I could have did this 10 years ago. You know, because it's around the same time. So 9 years ago, if you want to be accurate. You know, since stuff being documented, you won't be accurate. You can say 9 years, all right? So 9 years ago, I could have did this. What I'm doing now, I could have done this, but somebody said they was going to help me do it. Excuse me, but 9 years later, I'm doing exactly what I could have done then. Y'all see what I'm getting? So this is just another lesson learned. That's all. Hey. Like my late Miles Monroe, e-mentor, always taught us. First, you got to obey what God told you to do. You are the leader. You are the lion. You are the one that's in charge of the assignment that God gave you. But in a religious set, Baptist set, even a non-denominational set, they are teaching people or they have taught individuals, you put your vision on the side, help me with my vision, and then your vision will come later. That's a demonic witchcraft spirit that needs to be annihilated. And I know a lot of people may not like it, but from my experience, hey, that's what's happening. That's what had happened, and that is what is happening. The church, well, the sanctuary, because we are the church. Jesus is the head overall. We are the body, right? The body of believers. Now, we are supposed to build, to teach and train, to send them out. I'm supposed to, when I go on Facebook Live, I'm teaching people. I'm teaching you how to be leaders, how to be strong and fortified in your mind so you can go out here and be equipped. I'm not trying to get no members to come and sit under me where I can look in your face every week. For what? So I can count heads, and so you can come into my building. I collect your tithes, your offerings to pay for something that I'm barely can pay for myself. No. That's out of order. Because when you do it God's way, he going to take care of everything, right? Okay. So I'm just looking at all this here. And I'm like, whoa. And so I was talking to Daddy today. And I was doing some reflection, y'all. That's why I really didn't, I was like, I'm going to let somebody else talk today. So I just came on so I can hear y'all, because when I looked on my feed, I'm like, oh, wow, ain't nobody trying to do nothing. But I seen that mostly probably all my calls come from the other platforms, I believe. I don't know. I really wasn't able to do anything because to be honest with you, I wasn't checking nothing. I'm just trying to deal with these equipment so I can do my broadcast live, right? So, whose birthday? Oh, grandparents' day. Oh, it's grandparents' day. Oh. Won't be teaching for the remainder of the week. Well, I guess it's next week. Hurricane Florence school closed. Oh, really? Well, where is this? See, like right now, I'm looking through my Facebook because I have to make sure that I have to use my phone because I was going back and forth with the lady with the iPhone. That's the only thing. Like I told her, I want to file a complaint because it's no possible way that iPhone has to have a credit card on their phone to update your apps. That's the only thing I see the difference between the Android and the Apple. The Android, you don't need to have all that on your phone to download no apps. You see what I'm saying? But with all that said, this is why y'all didn't really hear from Dr. D. You know, because I'm on this protest kick. That's really, really something, and then I'm like, whoa. thank you. We had so much fun. Wait till we come back. Thank you. I'm seeing, man, I'm still being healed, y'all. Because they have some awesome things happening. And I'm seeing that I was the trailblazer, right? The trailblazer for a lot of stuff that's happening at this radio station. And I'm seeing another person that I was a friend of that's there. And even with the pictures, like, I used to, like, hurry up. You took a picture of this already, everything, but I've seen everybody else, like, posing, and they're having fun taking their pictures, but when I wanted to take my pictures, I don't know. It's like, just people just do hater moves. Just hating for what? I mean, just really, whoa, give me strength, Lord. I don't want to see this here. And you hate to have to befriend somebody. I mean, unfriend somebody so you won't see certain posts. But you know what? It is what it was. Maybe I need to have some serious counseling about this. I don't feel a certain way. It's just that I feel a certain way about what I'm seeing on the pictures. I don't feel a certain way not being there, because I'm over that, because the Lord already set me free. However, you know, it's like Marvin Gaye. What's going on? I mean, it's just crazy how a person can. And this is what I'm saying. So I'm Boom Factor Show, TV show will be launched next Saturday. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. That should have been launched 9 years ago. Wow. Something that I wanted to do, and because I thought I was doing the Christian thing, okay? I thought that I'm being a blessing, knowing that I'm going to have a part of this legacy to have something, legacy for life. Nah, that didn't happen, y'all. It didn't happen. You know, it didn't happen, and I'm not cool with it. And I've talked to God about it, and I know He said it's all good. Whatsoever man sowed, that shall he reap. It's gonna be all right, you know. And I'm like, well, here we go, Lord. And then so when you're listening to your old messages, like I put my messages on a Safe Zone broadcast, right? So I'm listening to the messages. And how I promoted this venture. I mean, I was adamant about it with love and admiration. And so now I'm not part of it, but I'm still got to hear it. I got to hear myself building this project up to the highest. And in return, where I'm at. You see what I'm saying, y'all? So, I'm learning. Believe me, I'm learning about priority, y'all. I'm learning about priority. Like, I get this text from one of my clients, and hey, you know what? I'm going to type my letters. I said, hi, my friend, pray all is well. Will you be in town this week? Text me and update me about closing out your books for 2017 tax year. I need payment, praying that all is well. So look what I get. Appreciate the concern. I'm working really hard at this moment. I just finished getting my truck fixed. Pay cut, extreme pay cut, and bills still rolling in. Trying to get to you and close out my, wait, what? Pay cut and bills still rolling, trying to get to you. Hard times, very hard times. Crazy year, but I'll get to you. Wow. Okay. Boom, family. Don't Dr. D have bills? It's hard times for me, too. You know what I'm saying? Here go my other client. Hi, Mr. Da-da-da. I need to see you soon. Closing on my books for 2007. When can I do the remaining payment that's due from the 2017 taxes? Hey, I've been trying to catch up with my bills. Very rough. I'll see you probably next week, but I only can give you 75. Wow. You see where I'm going? All right. And number three people. Now, so far, one, two, between these two, that's $700-something that they owe me, right? That I really need because now I got bills to pay, right? That I need to really pay because now I'm being late because I counted on one of them say they was coming Wednesday, right? Didn't get no response. Call them, no response, called again. Okay, so I already told that person, hey, sorry, you got to go on a blacklist. Blacklist mean you got to pay up front now. I need my money up front to do your work for next year. Now, they know they have to come to me because I do their bookkeeping and I do their financial papers for their taxes, right? So if they go somewhere else, what I charge them, they know they got to pay in the thousands to get done. Hey. Now, this other person. This is so funny. Hey, Ms. D. Sorry about the delay. I will get to you as soon as possible. It won't be able to be next week. Have bills due. Can I see you next week? Whoa. Like, I don't have bills. Wow, really? Really, you guys? You see, so when people want to try to put their mouth on Dr. D., you can't touch me. You know why? Because first of all, I know I serve my clients. I do good by you and I try to work with you. But you know what? It's got to be about the bag this year. I have to have my money. Sorry. Go somewhere else. I can't do it no more, y'all. I can't do this no more. It's no possible way. And I feel you disrespecting me now because, hey, I do good work. I do good work. I do good service. So I'm supposed to have my pay. And this time, we're going to have our pay. I do, like the lady stated in the book, you provide good pay. You do perfect pay. So you're supposed to have perfect pay. I mean, you do perfect work. So you're supposed to have perfect pay. So that's what I'm receiving. And that's what I want. And that's how it's going to be this year. All right, you guys. So let me get off this phone. I'm about to prepare for Monday Night Throwdown. Let me get my lesson. Hey, it's going to be off the chain. Oh, that's pretty. Look at Yolanda Adams. I like that dress. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Do your thing. Look at my son. Look at my son. Is that him and Thriver? They're at the gym. Yeah. It's about to go down in H-Town, y'all. Monday Night Throwdown. So, my marketing Monday is going to be, I'm marketing Urban Management Group. Hey. I provide innovative solutions to help structure your hustle. And our workshop, I rescheduled it from October 27th to November 12th. Was it November 12th? Yeah, November 12th. September 22nd, Boom Factor show will be live and start the TV show. Something that should have been started 9 years ago. And hey, the very thing that I wanted to do, I'm still doing it. And that's all I'm trying to show you. You can't, don't rely on somebody else. Don't let nobody sucker punch you. Don't. And I'm not going to say it was a sucker punch, but I'm looking at it and I got to call it what it is. I got to call it what it is. Because people get amnesia. That's what it is. They get amnesia. And I'm really like, you know, really want to like tell the flow up. But you know what? I'm going to tell it up in the spirit. That's what I'm going to do. And that's a dangerous thing. Our arms is too short to box with God, as the old folks say. So I'm going to tear it up in the spirit, you know. But hey, I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm not going to despise small beginnings. I'm going to work with what I have. And I know God going to see my efforts, just like he saw my efforts with my Safe Zone broadcast. And look how he opened up that. Okay. And so I want to encourage you guys out there too. This is Motivation Market Monday. I'm going to encourage you all to go out there and you protect your baby. Somebody else, hey, you be there for somebody and network. I don't care how cool you are, put it on paper. Sign an agreement. It's sad to do it like that because I'm seeing people don't honor their word. They don't honor their word. But God honors it and God recalls it. And he going to bring it back. Because he showed it to me. If he had the king restless to the point to honor Mordecai for protecting him from Haman, when Haman was about to kill the Jews, and God had the king restless, he had to open up them chronicles and say, wait a minute, I think we forgot to honor somebody. I believe and know, because that's the story God gave me. And so I'm going to trust his word, and that's how it's going to happen, that people going to begin to be restless, because a lot of people that I've been a blessing to have pushed me on the side and forgotten about me. And God say he's going to vindicate his daughters. That means I'm his daughter, so he's going to vindicate me. And they're going to have a lot of restless folks. And they're going to wonder why they're restless, because you did not honor God's daughter. Hey, and I speak that over you too. Somebody have not honored you and respected your tenacity and your support for them, and they walk on and walked away from you, let them keep walking. I tell you what, they're walking in restlessness. Because soon and very soon, they're going to have to give a phone call. They're going to have to come back and honor you. That's the word. I'm not just saying that. That's the word. And I'm going to find a scripture for it. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring it up tonight. I'm going to bring it up tonight on Monday Night Throwdown. All right? So y'all be blessed. Tune in. Facebook.com/redeemed by the blood. REDEEM by the blood. Facebook Live coming to you at 10 o'clock Central Time. All right? Peace. Later.
In their life at the mercy of circumstances. Living at the mercy of what happens to them. Living at the mercy of other people. Not living in the present because they are stuck in the prison of their past. If you want to live a great life, don't allow yourself to be controlled by any of these things. Number one, your past. Number two, other people's opinions and judgments. Number three, limited beliefs you project on yourself. Number four, relationships. And number five, money. Number one, don't allow your past to control your present or your future life. Whatever happened, you must let it go. Leave the pain of your past behind so it cannot ruin your future. Leave the darkness of your past behind so it cannot block the light of your bright future. Your past is gone. Whatever happened, whether unjust, cruel, harsh, whatever the case, reliving the events will never do you any good. If someone did you wrong, the only way you can win is if you let go and move on. If you live in hate, they win. If you live in the victim story, they win. If you want to win, you must focus on building your future and start right now. Release that weight from your back so you can be free. Don't allow events from the past, which are now gone, to ruin this moment, which is perfect. This moment, which is now to enjoy, which is ready for you to live fully. Number two, don't allow other people's opinions and judgments to control the direction of your life. The need to fit in and feel wanted can cause you to travel down paths you don't want to travel. People pleasing is a curse that should be avoided at all costs. Before you do anything, ask yourself, am I doing this because I want to do it? Or because of my fear of judgment from others if I don't? You were born unique for a reason. You were born to stand out, to be appreciated and loved for who you are. Don't dim your light so you fit into the dull background of other people's lives. Shine bright as you are. Those who really care for you will see that light and shine with you. Number three. Don't allow your life to be controlled by your own limited beliefs. Now, a warning with this one. These beliefs may be conscious, but more than likely, they're unconscious. They may be unconscious limitations that have been conditioned in you from a young age and throughout your entire life by listening to those around you who never reach for their own dream. Notice your own limited beliefs. Tell them to shut up. There is nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot have, and no one you cannot become if you believe in yourself. If you believe anything is possible, guess what? Anything is possible. When you change your belief from limited to unlimited, your potential is unlimited. Imagine what you could achieve if you lived your life as though anything is possible, as though miracles are a standard requirement of every day. As the saying goes, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. When you have nothing inside holding you back, there is nothing outside that can hold you back either. Your entire life will change the very instant you decide to change your mindset. The instant you decide to see everything as a gift. When you decide to see every circumstance and challenge as a blessing rather than a curse, the very instant you become conscious to the fact that everything in it is as it should be, and know that fighting what is insane. Number four, relationships. A touchy subject. But if you are always needing another to be happy, to feel complete, then you are always one moment away from a breakdown if that person leaves you, or unhappiness if the relationship you are in is not going well. I'm not suggesting to avoid relationships. There is no force on earth that is greater than love and connection. I am talking about those who can't live if they are in a relationship. Those who will be with just about anyone, including all the wrong ones, just to avoid spending a moment being single. What I am saying is to develop enough mental strength that you get to the point where you don't need others to make you happy. You are just as happy being alone as you are in a relationship. And number five, this is what controls the majority of humans on the planet. Can you guess what it is? Money. This does not mean you shouldn't want abundance. It doesn't mean money is evil. You know as well as I do what great things you can do and how many people you can help with money. What this means is, do not allow your decisions to be controlled by money. If you are choosing something only on the factor of how much money is involved, you've just made the wrong decision. What you will find is that when you follow your heart and you lead with your intention to serve others, to give your best to others every single time, when you follow your intuition and truly give your soul, then the money will come. And it will come in far greater amounts than if you simply chase money for the sake of chasing money. So challenge yourself to live the life you want to live, free from being controlled by anything. Find your freedom. Live fully.
There's nothing that you can do once you have given up the past. Be fearless. You can find this on Spotify, the Fearless Soul series. Enjoy. This is Dr. D.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.